That's why you beady-eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a...
Why, you beady-eyed.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome into the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for us.
Folks, welcome into the True Purpose Development Show, 347-850-1272. We're waiting to, this is the TGRS Radio Network, we're waiting to join the simulcast. Oh, there it is. Enjoy the show.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Well, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Listen, I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and we're so excited tonight because we have none other than the legendary artist, L.J. Reynolds, of the Dramatics in the studio tonight, and I want you to tell everyone about it. L.J. Reynolds, the interview, I know, is quite candid, very open, and we're going to have a great time. In case you do not know Mr. L.J. Reynolds, he is the man behind the woman's national anthem, Key to the World. If I had a key to the world, as you heard just in the upcoming introduction, I want you to tell everyone that we're on live on the True Purpose Development Show and also streaming live on the JT Network and as well the TJRS Radio Network. You can have them to click it, or they can call 718-766-4227 so they can talk to me live and also to listen. Before we get into the show tonight, there are some great, great things going on. You're going to hear a commercial just shortly here. There's going to be a battle here in Detroit at the Opera House between the Dramatics and the Temptations. Should be exciting. Should be very, very, very exciting. And also, I want you to know that there is an upcoming event, actually, coming up on March 30th. We have March 29th is the battle between the Dramatics and also the Temptations. And then we have on March 30th, we have a phenomenal, phenomenal event being put on by Mr. Herb Strather. And that is going to be on March 30th all day, as he has started a movement to re-engineer Detroit. So we want you to click it on StratherAcademy.com to find out information about that. And then, of course, don't forget, as Bountiful Opportunities Group, the nonprofit organization in which the True Purpose Development Show is sponsored, we want you to know that we are a part of this movement of re-engineering Detroit. We know that it's possible, and it takes you to join the team because we can't do it alone. I want you to click it at StratherAcademy.com. Don't forget to visit BountifulGroup.com, where you'll find out all of the information about the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement and True Purpose Tour. Yes, this year is going to be another phenomenal year as we head out and get started to help bring billions realize their life's true purpose. Listen, we're going to go right into our commercial, and then we're going to listen to one of the great songs from LJ, and then we've got LJ right after that. So listen, tell everybody, get online right now. Get on your phone. We'll be right back after this.
Motor City Hits presents the Battle of the Old School. You be the judge. Who's the hottest? The Dramatics? The Dramatics featuring L.J. Reynolds. Dennis Edwards and the Temptations Review.
Dennis Edwards and the Temptations Review.
Against the Dramatics.
Featuring L.J. Reynolds.
Girl, I give you everything.
March 29th in the Opera House.
Tickets on sale now at the Opera House box office and Ticketmaster. March 29th in the Opera House. The Battle of the Old School, live in the Detroit Opera House. You be the judge. Who's the hottest? The Dramatics or Dennis Edwards and the Temptations Review? Brought to you by Rollo Ford.
Hey.
had a key to your heart. Girl, I make the fire start. Then I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and more love. Plus I give you me. Then I'll have. Nothing will keep us apart. Ooh, I know I'll make it with you. And I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and all the love. Cause I give you me. Then I'll have.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Yes, yes, in case you're just tuning in tonight, we are live here with L.J. Reynolds. You've got it, L.J. Reynolds of the Dramatics. Just to give you a little bit about Mr. L.J. before we get started, L.J. Reynolds started back in the 60s in the music industry. He had some great singles in the early 60s when he was recording for Tri-Spin. He moved to mainstream in 1969 when he was lead vocalist for The Relations in 1970. These are all my years. And then after cutting singles for several small independents and landing one Lawton single in the R&B Top 30, Let One Hurt Do, in 1971. Reynolds replaced William Howard in The Dramatic in 1973, remaining with them actually until now, okay? So he has signed deals with Capitol. He's been touring all over the world. And in case you didn't know, hey, Mr. L.J. Reynolds is bringing back the soulful music, and he's still doing it today with his hot single, Key to the World, who has its second chance, Cheating on Me, and his new CD. So we're going to bring in, without any further ado or delay, Mr. L.J. Reynolds.
Hello. Yeah, quite an introduction. It made me go back all the way back. But, hey, I can go back even a little bit further than that because initially the way I started off tap dancing with about 30 girls. They were high steppers and stepperettes, and I tap danced with my sisters and those 30 girls, and I was one little guy. I was about 4 or 5 years old when I started, and I did that up until I turned about 10 and I retired.
Wow.
And went to singing. So, and that sums up, the rest of it is, you know, it's all stuff that you went and gathered up. That's true.
Wow.
Born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
Stevie Wonder was born in Saginaw. And the tennis pro, she was born in Saginaw. Whatever her name is, I can't think of it right now.
So back in the day, because see, I think people, I know I like to box you in with the Motown era. But you corrected me one day and said, no, I was after Motown, but you are from Motown. And dramatically, it all means the same thing.
Well, you know, even when we travel overseas and a lot of the people over in Japan, the dramatic. Detroit, Motown.
Right.
They associate any act from Detroit from Motown. Not necessarily that they think that they're with Motown, but just that Motown Records was such a great force out of Detroit until any entertainer from Detroit, you go overseas, you might get that. And that's a great thing because Motown had a lot of great records out of it. So, And like you say, the Dramatics, we're continuing the mission. We started at Stax Records, and we're in the Stax Hall of Fame. If you go to the Stax Hall of Fame in what is it at Memphis? I think it is. Where's the hotel that Dr. King was shot at?
I can't remember the exact name.
I think it was Memphis. But the Hall of Fame is there for Stax Records, and you'll see some of the dramatic stuff there. But, hey, we've been working for all these years since 1970. We started in 71 with What You See Is What You Get, and we went all the way with...
Wait. How's that going? What you see is what you get.
Oh, you got it. You know how to do it. And then we did records with rappers. You know, we worked with Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Ice Water. No, I know. And we also worked with Snoop Doggy Dogg, which we sold 8 million singles called Doggy Dogg World. And we paid the cost, and then we did the album. The album did about 12 million copies, and the Dramatics were on that. And then we did another record with Snoop called Ballin'. So it was a take from one of our songs called Falling, Fell For You. And you know, just... Still, and then I ventured out again on my solo stuff as I normally do. You know, I got two gospel CDs. One is called Through the Storm, and another one is The Message. That's
really good CD.
Right now.
Excellent CD, by the way.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered. I mean, flattered. But I'm still in this business. I recorded. What we did, we have a record company called Motor City Hits. Motor City Hits is owned by my business partner, Herb Stravers, and myself. What we did, we have various artists that we had worked with us on this particular first project called Motor City Hits Volume 1. On the Volume 1 CD, we had actually like the Four Tops, the Miracles, Carla Cooks, which is Sam Cooke's daughter. We had the Dramatics. We had L.J. Reynolds, which is myself. We had and some other various artists on this particular record that we recorded. And I talked to all these people. I said, now, we're going to all put a record out off of this CD. We're going to put this CD out, the Volume 1, and whichever record the disc jockeys like and the people want to put out, we'll release that as a single, and if that comes into the top 20, we'll do an album. Well, everybody turn their records in. We put the record out, Volume 1. You'll be able to go to MotorCityHits.com, and you'll be able to hear the album. It's a great album. People like Keith Washington is on that album. I fell and missed him, too. So he mentioned him, but Keith Washington is on this thing, and a great Smokey Robinson record. So to make a long story short, we released the record to the radio people and promoters, and they picked a song called Come Get to This. That I put on the album as a solo artist, because I got a record that's solo artist on this album and one that's a dramatist called Bad Girl, Ron Banks' last live performance that he did on record before his passing. But to make a long story short again, the record came out. It did very well. It went in the top 20, so I rushed in the studio, did an album. It's called Get to This. And from that album, we released Cheating on Me, Baby Come Back. And so now we're looking for a new single off the album, and we're getting ready to get back into this record business and then get into other acts as well. We're looking for other acts. You know any female singers that can sing?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Right? Hello. Yeah.
I have to sign you to one of my long-term short money deals. Is that
well,
a great deal?
That's a great deal. You know what's a great deal?
What?
Just to have an opportunity to sing with such a legendary artist as you. We'll make the deal smooth. You know, I only had an opportunity to sing in the airport with the Temptations.
Oh.
And we did My Girl.
Okay.
So now I have to go live now. I have to go live too. So we're gonna have to make that happen.
Well, I tell you what, we got a couple of great shows coming up. Matter of fact, one here in Detroit. And you in Detroit, we might stick you up there on stage, but we got the show at the Opera House March 29th with the Dramatics and L.J. Reynolds versus Dennis Edwards and the Temptation Review. So we're going to do the battle of the singers right here in Detroit, the Dramatics and the Tempt. So it's going to be just a big show. Maybe you can come up after that and do something there.
I will. Look, don't ask me. Don't put it out there, because everyone, now you guys heard this. L.J. Reynolds, he threw it out there that I have an opportunity. Remember what I always say about opportunity? I've been given one, so I'm taking it. So now going back in old days with music has changed dramatically, okay? Mm-hmm. And as far as the sales and the way distribution is done, the way the industry plays its game is just different. How has that impacted you and the Dramatics, or you yourself, L.J. Reynolds? How has that influenced your career now?
Well, you know, you have to find other ways of making money to support yourself, because a lot of things dried up. You know, everything was changed, like you said. You know, they used to have the covered wagon, and they went to the train, the iron horse. And from that, they start flying. So you got to be able to change with the time. If not, you won't be able to sustain yourself in this business. And you're right. I mean, you know, music is different. So you have to try to find a way to cut music that radio, your audience would play, which is, you know, my audience is contemporary radio, you know. So I try to reach out at that audience. And then you try to figure out how can you. It used to be a time when the internet came out, they were downloading everything, so people were just taking the records and they wasn't paying for them. You would spend $150,000 on an album and you put it out and you can't sell it because everybody got it. And they got, you know, what they want off of it, but nowadays they have been able to change that with the internet, and we've been able now to get our digital sales and our downloads and have more control of what's happening. And the market dried up. The economical situation caused promoters to back up on concerts. And a lot of entertainers found themselves at home or have to take less money. And if you're not smart enough to take less money, then you might not work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. So, you just have to find a way to stay out here. And in my case, I'm about the only artist of my era still probably doing videos, and I've released two great videos. I'm very proud of them. One of them was the Come Get to This video, which features Clarissa and various steppers and line dancers, and you know, Come Get to This, and then the Cheating on Me video.
Mm-hmm. I love you in that. I love you.
It tells the story about cheaters and liars. and it just tells the truth.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. Now, made it through the industry, done a major comeback, and I don't know if you've ever gone anywhere, but as far as we know, this is new to us. I mean, they brought back one of your hits that you did years ago, Peace of the World, and it is the ladies' anthem. So let's talk about that. How did that song come about?
Well, I happened to be recording Key to the World. Now, Key to the World, I think, came out in 1982. And I think it was 82. I just did so many records I can't remember. But it's been a long time ago when I cut that record. And then I went back in the studio and recut it again. But they're currently playing the version that I did, the original version. I had left the Dramatics at that time to pursue a solo career. And we were in the studio recording, and Don Davis told me that I needed to go in and record the album, my portion of the album. So I went home, and I said, well, let me see. I had written songs for the Dramatics before, like Stop Your Weeping and stuff like that, and produced Me and Mrs. Jones and several things, and Ron and myself. And so I said, I got to write a song that the whole world would like. I say, that's the key.
Get it?
I said, I had to write a song. I got to write a song because I wanted to write a record that the world would like. And I said, I got to write a song that the whole world would like. That's the key. And so I said, what key to the world? You know. And so I wrote it. And that's what I'm all about. I'm a storyteller. I wrote Cheating on Me, you know, songs like Cheating on Me. Those are stories. And so it wasn't hard to write a song like that. But I never thought that it would still be going on to this day. And I have people coming up to me in their 20s telling me how much they like that record, and that's one of their favorite records. And you hear it on the radio all over
the
country.
All the time.
All day.
All the time. I'm telling you.
And thank goodness that I wrote it and have some publishing on it.
Absolutely.
Because I won't get any royalties for it because it's been downloaded and low-downed. And it's great that people love it, but they got it, and you know, and that's the way it is right now. It's almost public domain.
Absolutely, it is. You can actually get it right online.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but you know what? We have to direct people to where they need to get it from you, and that's what we have to support.
Well,
no,
as long as they get it, I just want them to get it. And what this is about, and that's another thing you asked about the industry. Entertainers are more focused now on going out and making a living off performing. That's the other way of doing it because our record sales have shrunk. Even before the internet, we had a 15% bootleg of all of our products all over the world. They bootlegged 15 to 20% of every record that came out even back in the 70s. And, you know, they still have bootleggers today. So, but now with the download, that took another 20% of the business. So 35% of the revenue is gone. And so the record company has to get their money back, and then so they've gotten into the concert business, record companies. And that's what Motor City Hits is doing now. We're into the concert business. As well, and that what that does is stimulate the market and get the audience to see the artist.
Mm-hmm.
If they see the artist, then they'll go buy the downloads because the people don't go out to mom and pop record stores too much often, but there's still a few to buy records, but they usually buy them online or buy the downloads. So,
wow, I'm telling you, you know, it's great to hear you coming from that air and still holding it on and doing the darn thing. So now in your career, though, I mean, did you suffer a lot as far as just in moving forward in your accomplishments, getting to the point where you're actually recognized? Do you remember really having to push over some really tough scenarios to do that? Did it take you long?
Well, you know, I could give you two examples. One is that when I was a kid in New York, struggling to try to put a record out before I did that record, you're talking about Let One Heart Do, I didn't eat for 2 weeks. And I was only 17 years old. I ran out of money in New York, and the 2 weeks before that, I was just eating bread and bologna and, like, lettuce, you know, and mayonnaise. And then I didn't eat for 2 weeks, and all my teeth loosened up in my head, and one fell out.
Mm-mm.
But I still have all of my teeth to this day, but that prompted me to go to a clinic, and for some reason, I met somebody after they gave me a B12 shot and fed me and told me I was suffering from malnutrition. Now, this is a kid now.
Wow.
And that was a struggle, and I got past that and put this record out that you mentioned, Let One Hurt Do, and sold 250,000 copies. So that was pretty good, you know.
That's really good.
And the other thing, I can't even remember. That was so, that takes me all the way back. That was so, that was something to be a kid. I would hate to see my kid 17 years old in New York City with nothing to eat for 2 weeks. And
it created you. It created you. It brought you to.
It brought me back. It brought me to where I am now. And then the other thing was, when I got with the Dramatics, and I just got out of a group called L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup, then I got the Dramatics, and they were arguing in lawsuit over the name, and I became a part of that. And then we had to change the name to Ron Banks and the Dramatics on one or two albums. And then people started calling me Ron Banks. They would, you know, because I was standing there singing most of the lead. And you want to be called your own self, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be. And I love Ron Banks. I love him to this day. But you know, I wanted people to say, well, that's L.J. Reynolds instead of. So that's one of the reasons why when you hear Key to the World, they say, let's get together and give a big hand to the one and only L. Now that record established who that person is, because a lot of people say, oh, I thought that was Ron Banks. No, that's L.J. Reynolds. And that was on the first single that I did. And it established, but as we went on with the Dramatics, that had already changed a whole lot, but very few people would call me Ron Banks. And that was just something else that I had to overcome and try to establish my own self, in which I did. And since then, I'm straight. No, I want to do it. I plan to do film. I plan to do movies and produce movies and just live until it's time to go.
Man, I think you're doing more than living. And, you know, I was thinking about, okay, 1981, that was a really fabulous time, as a matter of fact. But 1981, when you released Key to the World, now, then when it was playing, did it get as much airplay back then, or was it kind of quiet then, and now that it's here, it's like, you know, sometimes music, they say, can be released prematurely, or it's before its time.
I tell you, for that one record, I sold 350,000, 400,000 albums. So, yes, it got to, but what it did was it spotted in markets. In the Bahamas, it was big. In England, it was big. You know, I mean, not just in America. And the record did in a small way what I was trying to do, which was reach the whole world. And in Detroit, it was big. Detroit, that was a big record. It just kind of disappeared for maybe 10 years, and then it just seemed to resurface. And everybody seemed to like it, and I like it, and I like what they like it, and I like the way they like it. So keep liking it, and I'm going to keep singing it, and that's good. It's
that's
probably
it.
Around long, even long after I'm dead, that record should be playing.
Oh, it will be. It will be forever. That's like heard it through the grapevine.
Right.
You know, just keep playing forever. Now, so what is new with you and also the Dramatics? What's going on today?
Well, you know, what's happened today is the Dramatics is going to always be the Dramatics. You know, you're going to always associate L.J. Reynolds with the Dramatics. And some of the Dramatics have passed on. Some of them have taken other routes, you know, doing other things. L.J. Reynolds and the Dramatics is kind of intertwined. And I plan to do tours with the Dramatics and do plenty of battles. I got another battle with the Dramatics versus the Whispers that'll be in North Carolina March the 9th. So we got Detroit March the 29th with Dennis Edwards and the Dramatics and L.J. Reynolds, and March the 9th, the battle we got with the Whispers in North Carolina, Dramatics versus the Whispers. And I plan to do much more of that. I plan to do L.J. Reynolds concerts with this new album, Cheating on Me, and Come Get to This. I enjoy standing there sometimes, you know, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to go out and do gospel records, gospel concerts, and I do some of that, which I did 3 months ago when I did California with the Whispers. It was the Whispers and LJ at that time at the Grove. And then I performed at Bishop Jones, Grace Jones Brothers Church.
Oh, yeah, Bishop Noel Jones.
I performed at his church doing my gospel songs, I Believe You Can Make It. And if you go to my YouTube site or Facebook site and put in L.J. Reynolds Gospel, then, you know, this record will cure you. I didn't say kill you. I said it will cure you from any doubt that whether you can make it or not, because it gives you the inspiration you need to succeed.
We're going to have to play one of your gospel tunes when we have our break. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I'm telling you, you know, was it difficult? I know you're like, I mean, you're crossing over. You're like secular, and then you're doing the gospel. How does that, do you do just as well on the gospel end as far as your music and distribution?
Hey, don't be surprised. You got to know when to hold it, when to hold it. Know when to fold it, when to fold it. See, I can do country, too. And so I just love music. I do what I feel that I can do. And then I do some things for some reason I feel like I can do it all. Just like that video when I did that dancing and all of that and that video. I ain't through. I like to do things that maybe surprise people. You know, I didn't know that you could dance like that or do a video or produce this or do that. I like to do things and then do them good. So I'm constantly figuring out what can I do to I'm an entertainer, and that's what I do. So I entertain. I want to produce great songs and write good plays and produce good movies. For what? So I can leave something good. You know, I want to leave something. And then I want to share it, too, because when I look at my videos, well, I want to be able to enjoy them, too. I don't want to look at my videos and say, oh, I was horrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you're still working. How are you doing?
I am doing, I'm having a ball. I ain't let nobody tell me that I can't do this. Right? That's why I don't go to a record company. I got my own record company.
And do your own thing, and you're doing a darn good job. Well,
that's
telling
right.
You.
The Isaac Brothers said it in the words of a song. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. So you do what you want to do as long as it's legal and it makes you happy and do the things that, you know, hopefully you can make money off of it.
That is all he said. That is it in a nutshell. You're right. You can make money and you can help people. First, you can help people and you can make money. You inspire people just like you say you do with your music and you've done for decades. So we want to thank you, Mr. Reynolds, for doing everything that you've done. I'm so glad that you decided to come on a True Purpose Development show. And tell us one more time where they can find you on Facebook, your Facebook page, and as well where they can find you in tour.
Well, you know, we have we're working on a brand new tour now, but we've been working on the record portion of what we're doing and get ready to do another video. But if you go to MotorCityHits.com, it's MotorCityHits.com, you'll be able to learn more about the Dramatics and more about Keith Washington and some of the other acts that we have on the label and you know, the new album and the tour, the upcoming tours and stuff like that. And like I said, we'll be in Detroit in March, March the 29th at the Opera House, and we'll be in North Carolina March the 9th. And then our tour starts after that because we're setting up stuff for California and a few other markets. So the agency just contacted me with that. So look forward to seeing us in your town soon.
Absolutely. Now, we have one more thing. You said, now everybody heard, March 29th, I have an opportunity. How about this? Give me a song. Sing us just a little tune, and then I can chime in, and that can be my audition.
Si tuviera las llaves del mundo,
¿dónde
lo haría? Y con la llave de tu corazón, puedo hacer un fuego pasar. Nada nos va a cenar. Now, I don't know how you're going to do that, but if you can sing the balance of that in Spanish, then your mic is going to be set, standing there waiting on you. When you walk through the door, we're going to bring you right on the stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stop the show and bring on the princess. And here she is, and you come out like Diana Ross or somebody.
That's not fair.
I'm coming out. That's what you need.
I'm going to welcome you.
That's right.
So yeah. I'm coming out.
There you go.
So do I get the part? I mean, that's what this is all about. I want my part.
Dollar, you had the part. You had the part before you even sung.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So, listen, everybody, you're going to see me my 29th at the Opera House.
I'm pretty sure they'll see you there. They might not get to hear you, but they'll sure see you. And if we can make it so they can hear you, even if you have to holler out, oh! There she go. But, you know, in my show, sometimes I do allow people in the audience to participate. So just be on standby.
I'll make sure I'm sitting right on the front row, like the young lady that used to sit on the front row at the Apollo. Remember her? She was the biggest champion, and she'd be praising the Lord and doing everything that she's doing in the front row. That's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to wave my hand, let you know I'm ready to come on stage.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to thank you once again, Mr. L.J. Reynolds, and everybody, we are going to slip out of here. We have to get ready for the second half of the True Purpose Development Show with Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo B. This has just been an awesome interview with L.J. Reynolds. We're going to hear some of his music on the break. We'll be right back after this.
Girl, you've been gone. You really blew my mind, baby. Girl, you've been gone so long, so very long, so very. Girl, you've been gone away for so long. Oh, I nearly went out of my mind.
Sister Christ.
Woo! Stepping out tonight, LJ Reynolds. Wasn't that absolutely awesome? I know it was. It was so fabulous. Well, yes, this is a very special edition of the True Purpose Development Show. And I know that all of you are just full with excitement and laughter after that wonderful interview. Just coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be getting right into Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo B. And tonight we're going to talk about why do you, quote, unquote, love your mate? Really, why do you love them? Is it because you are just codependent? Is it because you are just attracted to them because that's the type of person that you've always been attracted to? Are you just caught up in a cycle that you can't seem to get out of? Why are you really, quote, unquote, in love? And also, why does it not seem as though this relationship may or may not be working quite like how you like? And I'll say that, you know, last week we talked about how astrology plays a part in our life and relationships. Is it important or is it not? And we had a really, really, really great show. We had over 2,000 downloads on that show. And that tells me that people really liked it. They really wanted to talk about it. So we're going to take it a little further tonight. We're going to talk about relationships. But as far as Mr. LJ Reynolds, I want everybody to get your tickets for March 29th, Opera House. It's going to be a battle between the Dramatics and the Temptations. And I think that's going to be a pretty good show. How about that? I'm sure you do, too. It's going to be really great. Detroit, we need some great news. I know it's been a lot of things going on in the news with regards to Detroit, but that's not so favorable, but we do have some great things that are going on in Detroit, and we have great people that are doing great things, just like Mr. LJ Reynolds. So I want you to get your tickets today for it's a competition. They're going to, like, compete against each other, and we're going to decide who's better between the Dramatics and the Temptations, okay? I'm so looking forward to it. I'm going to be there front row and center. Yes, I am. I am so excited about it, too. So listen, this is a community radio show, and I'm actually in transition, as I always am. And I'm in transition to the next destination. And before I get stationary again and bring in my sister, Momo B, I want to talk a little bit before we get into the next segment and we get to the fun part. I wanted to comment on this show about what took place with our former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick. I wanted to take a moment to just give you my two cents. I didn't put anything on my Facebook, and people were expecting that I would have some comment. And some people say that I give comments because, you know, like they're pies in the sky or something. And I'll take that. I'll take the pies in the sky. That's cool. However, please forgive me. I believe that it's important for all of us to be positive, to be very positive in this situation with regard to Mr. Kwame Kilpatrick. Okay, yes, Detroiters, some of you feel as though he deserves everything that he got. You feel as though if it wasn't for so passion, Detroiters, and some of you feel that there are some things that have not exactly been told, really come to surface as it should have, and this is his payback, et cetera, et cetera. There are a few things that are true in this scenario. And the few things that are true, and I'm going to have me a drink of water right now because it seems that I have something in my throat. This is where I'm a very authentic radio talk show host. And tonight
I'm going to be authentic, and I'm going to take a drink of water. You need that. Okay. Two things that are true. First, Kwame Kilpatrick, at the end of the day, with what I always share, that the truth of us is what? We are spirits housed in a body. We are spirits having a human experience. The spirit that we are is one in unison, and that means that I am you, you are me. We are extensions of each other. So when we talk about Kwame, we're talking about us. I talk about Kwame, I'm talking about an extension of me, okay? Yes, well, keep it real about what he did. I'm keeping it real. But I want to first bring out the truth. He's a human who made error. Have you not? You know, may the first person who has it cast the first stone. Remember that? That's one truth. That is one truth. The second truth is that Kwame is now in prison for a very long time. And his family and his children, I'm sure, are experiencing great suffering as a result. That's nothing to laugh or talk about. Just because he was on the scene, the big scene, doesn't mean that you are exempt from the cycles of life that takes place. If you talk about somebody and you are speaking on somebody, then you will create a revolving door for yourself, and you yourself will more than likely, because that's just the law of life, the law of the universe, you will experience and will be judged even greater. So you decide how you want to roll this thing out, how you want your movie to play. None of us are in the position to make any judgments on anybody. God forbid that any of us would suffer such persecution as he has suffered as a result of an error that who's to say he hasn't, he's already had to deal with and suffer with in himself. Keep your mouth off of people, off of Kwame. When you talk about the city of Detroit, you're talking about your own home. We have got to understand how we create error in our lives, and as we are all aiming to go to that next place and reach the top, some of you wonder why you can't reach it, but you just sat down and had coffee and talked the whole time about Kwame and all his situation, laughing, oh, girl, you know, he gets what he gets. And the dude, man, you know, I don't feel sorry for that, because he did, hello? And then you wonder why things don't shake the way they are to shake in your life. But I have great news for you, because even you that have talked about him, trust me, the reason that you talked about him and you were even put in the position that you felt that you could do it is because it's also coming around for you to experience so that you can actually come to a greater experience of truth about you. So don't talk too fast. Keep your mouth off people, okay? Let's enjoy life. Let's give love. Do all things in love and wisdom. It's not wise to keep your mouth running about folks. It's really not, because you are creating a revolving door. And if you wonder why you can't get there, let's first take a look at yourself. What is it that you need to change? So my opinion on Mr. Kwame Kilpatrick, it's sad. It's an unfortunate state of affairs that he has experienced and what the city has, what we've had to endure as a result of his actions. It is sad. I don't like it, but I tell you one thing. I dare not put my mouth on it in any negative or derogatory way, because we are all living in a glass house. We have children. We have our own lives to live. I'm trying to move forward. I'm not trying to. Can you imagine standing in a mall, in a doorway, where the door is revolving constantly, and you're going around in a circle, and you're never entering the building? That's what you do when you're talking about people, gossiping about situations, instead of using the power that you have to transform a situation into something positive and something light. And on that note, I am walking into a spot where I am going to be able to hook up my
equipment here, and we're going to be able to move on with our show. We're going to bring Mobile B in, and I would love to hear from all of you. You can call in. Feel free to call in. I'd love to hear from you. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So that is my feel on the Kwame Kilpatrick case, and that's what I love truth. I love truth, and I love having Mr. L.J. Reynolds on tonight. It was absolutely fabulous. And my sister, Momo B, she has called in. I want you to hold on, my sister. Your sister is getting it together. I was on the road tonight. Have quite a bit going on, as you guys know. As the founder of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement and our mission to help adults and children, companies and businesses and countries reach their highest potential. Well, our team has been working overtime, and we've been doing what we have to do to make it happen. One of my newest clients, Mr. Herb Strather, who is also the partner with Mr. L.J. Reynolds here, he's set out on a mission to re-engineer the city of Detroit, and there's some phenomenal things going on, a great workshop coming up just recently, just soon, on commercial real estate that we're going to get into. And you'll hear the commercial later. This is really awesome. Hold on, my sister. Your sister, she's here. She's waiting. Well, you know what? It's only 8:56. I'm on time, guys. Really on time. I love it. Okay. We're going to take a real brief break before we enter. You know how we do it. We have to start with our songs and do all that great stuff. We're going to take a little brief commercial break, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to start with our music and fun. We'll be right back. All right, we're working it out. It's just about up and running. I thought I had it. I clicked a little button and nothing was going on. I'm so, you guys are just absolutely awesome and patient with your host. And, you know, while we're waiting on this to get together, I also want you all to tune in to the new television show, Transforming Detroit. We have had great, great, great reviews, phenomenal reviews, inspirational stories. Lives have been changed as a result of that show. And I'm so very happy. One of the great things that I heard recently was a young boy who has terminal cancer. Parents watched the show. And as a result of them watching the show, they're actually getting their house redone, you know, like the new home makeovers, getting their house redone. Something he's always wanted. He's going to have it, even if it be his last wish. And just so many people are being blessed. As a matter of fact, the True Purpose team is going to be going to Zimbabwe this year as a result of that show to do a tour there. Just some great things are happening, and I want you to pay attention to it. And you can pay attention to TransformingDetroitTV.com as we will be introducing our shows on that spot online so that people can view it globally. All right, we're up and running. We're going to take a brief break, Momo. Just hold on, my sister. Hold on. Look, I'm going to unmute your mic. I know you don't like breaks, but we have one. I have a commercial that I have to do, okay? Miss Momo? Sister? Are you listening, sister?
I'm on hold. I'm almost home, so do your thing.
You said you're almost home. See, look, this is great. You know, we need to have cameras following us during this moment. Good. I have an opportunity to take a break, so I'm going to put you on mute. And...
That's right. I can do a commercial. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Herb Strather, a real estate developer and a coach. Did you know a $100,000 house is selling today for $25,000? Did you know that you could leverage real estate 150% and actually take cash off the table at the time of closing? So wouldn't it make sense if you knew how to properly structure a real estate transaction that you could close it, own it, without having to take cash out of your own pocket? I invite you to my upcoming all-day workshop, which is March the 30th from 9:30 to 5:30, where you're going to learn how to actually find the asset, underwrite the asset, x-ray the asset, properly structure the assets for no money down, and to close the asset and put cash in your pocket. March the 30th, just go to StratherAcademy.com or call me 313-444-9691. 313-444-9691. See you Saturday.
Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is more than half the battle. If you're looking for someone that can help you understand, develop, and bring to fruition your life's true purpose, you need to contact Dr. Princess Abelia, as she has traveled the world consulting and coaching people of all ages with great success. Dr. Princess Abelia, licensed practitioner and author of the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, is here to coach you so that you may live a totally happy and fulfilled life regardless of your circumstances. The choice is yours. Call today, 877-888-7979. Again, 877-888-7979 for your free consultation and opportunity to have the best life coach in the world.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
All right. Well, we are back live. And you know what we're going to play? We're going to play a door. And I think my sister, she's back live. It's 9 o'clock. So you know what time it is? It is time for Keeping It Real with the Doc and Mo B. And tonight, we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about love again. What are you in love? Why do you think you're in love? Why are you really in love? Huh? How do you know? You're just caught up in a triangle of events. You're constantly with the same person over and over, same type of person over and over again.
Stop.
Kids, that's right.
That's
right.
That stuff. That was wrong.
That's right.
Stuff. You had to do. They had to do. They had to do. You had no business. But this is my thing. Now, 20, 30 years later, we didn't want to teach our kids the good. Okay, and the bad. But what I see, we are teaching our kids nowadays how to, if something bad happens in your relationship, then you need to get out. That's what we always do.
Yes.
Get out, sever them ties, cut it over, no working out, no nothing. We don't talk about working nothing out. We talk about leaving. That's all we do. If he hits you, leave him. If he talks back, you leave him. If he
leaves
you, leave him. Whatever he does, leave him.
Leave
that's
him.
What we teach
that's
our
right.
children now.
Yes,
That's right. But we didn't teach them how to work things out. We didn't teach them how to make it work, how to take keep a family together. We taught them how to be independent and leave. You can do it by yourself. And that's why we got so many single-parent homes now. That's why we have so many people struggling
with their children. That is such a great analysis. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, we do. Because they're here. They are right here struggling because they don't have a man, because they're so independent. They don't need no man. My mama said, I don't need a man.
My mother told me that.
So, she cannot be wrong. And what did my father say? Nothing, because he wasn't around. So, yeah, I got to listen to my mother. My mother said I could do it on my own. So, here I am, struggling, trying to do it on my own. Because my mother said I can. My mother said, not to let nobody talk to me in a disrespectful way. My mother said, don't try to make it work to get out. My mother said all of this, all of that. There becomes a time where you got to just, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do because I don't know what to do. But I know what's right and what's right, and I know I see what's wrong. I can tell you what's wrong. I don't really know the answer to the situation, but I know what's wrong. And what's wrong is us raising our girls to think that they can live on their own. That is not right. That is not right. You cannot survive on your own in a
Because mentally,
you may think, my girls are doing it. But you can't raise her like that. This world was not meant for you to travel through on your own raising children. It was not meant to be like that. And we tend to teach our children that because we want them to be independent and strong. We teach them independence. We teach them how to be strong, but at the same time, they're being stupid. They're not growing up with the sense that they need. They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
And I'm living proof. I always thought I was strong. I've always been strong. I'm still strong. I still know I'm strong, but now I realize, and I'm a grown-ass woman, and now I realize that it is really hard to raise children by yourself. It was meant to be a two-person job. It's two people to do this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be two people. You can do it on your own. You can, but that doesn't mean your children are going to turn out perfect. Like the way you think they should is not going to be it. Like, I think I'm doing a damn good job. However, I see flaws. I see flaws. I see where it could be better. I do.
Yeah.
I see
where
it could be a lot better if the male figure was around. I see it. I'm right up front. I see it. So when I raise my daughter, I'm not going to tell her, if a man treats you bad, you should leave him. Yes. However, I want to know why is he treating like that? Is it because you're too reckless with your mouth? Do you talk down to him like I did? Like, I did a lot of things in my relationship that I shouldn't have done, and I think back, I'm like, wow. So I don't want my daughter to go through the same stuff. I don't want her to think that she's above everybody else and talk down to people, and that's why her relationship doesn't work. I don't want her to do that and live like that. So you got to look at how you raise your daughters, because it ain't cool for them to be on their own. And the thing about it is, I have a lot of strong people in my family, a lot of independent people.
That's
women. We've all been raised to be independent and strong and don't take this and don't take that. But all of us are single. Like, we all are single. The strong people in my family, no man.
Wow.
man. I'm like, what? And it's sad. fat. I told my sister the same thing. I told my sister because my sister has a teenager. Like, my daughter's still, she's 12. But my sister, she has a 27-year-old, which I can't even talk about her. And she has a 19-year-old. I tell my sister, don't let her grow up like we did. Let her teach her how to respect her boyfriend. Teach her how to respect him. That's the only way she's going to make it.
How to treat him like a man.
Like, yes, we missed that growing up. My mother died when I was 10, so I didn't have a mother. So
wow.
We missed a lot. Men raised us, and that's why I act the way I act, because men raised me. You could tell that I wasn't raised by a mature woman. I'm just saying what it is. Like, for real, like, I was raised by men, so it is what it is. Like, I think like a man, I act like a man, and I'm dominant. And that's how I am. But it's not right. It's not right. So I try to tell my sister to raise her daughter differently. The first one is already, she's crazy. That. But this other one, I want her to know, because I see her walking down our path, and I don't want her to do that. I don't want her to go down our path. I don't want her to. She's gonna end up being alone. Alone.
Alone
is not a good place to be.
And I think that's the issue with us. It's like, you're right. You are so right. Telling our girls constantly they can just do it themselves, not working it out, not sticking it out. Let me tell you, I had, when I was in my last transition, one of the friends I had stayed with, her and her husband been together for like 25 years, 26 years, something like that. And, I mean, they've been through it. We'll sit around and when they have the little house parties at the house, they'll laugh and talk about some of the things they used to do back in the day and how, like my girlfriend, she was saying one day, her husband, he tried to act like he was going to raise his hand at her, and she took a 40-ounce and busted my side. And he's like 6'3", and she's like 5'2", is up there, right? And she's real cute. She said she busted upside the head with a 40-ounce, and he was mad in the son of a gun. They went to chasing her and stuff, and they never fought like that, like physically. But they talked about instances where they've had some tiffs, some major tiffs, from the infidelity to different things that they've been through, right? But seeing how they love each other right now and how close they are, sometimes, Momo, I used to cry. That's when I said to myself, maybe I do want a man. Maybe I don't want to be alone. Because I was literally on this trip, you know, this thing where I don't need a man.
Yes.
I could give a damn about a man, and he could keep stepping, okay? Because my thing was, I know how to treat a man, and I always treat a man like a king, but guess what? I wasn't respecting myself in the process of treating a man like a king, so I was creating monsters, you know?
Mm.
Shoot, I was the one, you know, men are like kids when it comes to the way you treat them and the way you work with them, in that, if you have a child that's doing some, I'm serious, you have a child that's doing some really crazy stuff, right? Well, you don't wait 10 years to chastise that child for the crazy stuff they've been doing, okay? And you cannot blame the child if at some point they look at you and say, "Itch, you must be crazy. Why are you even talking to me? I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? So why are you going to whoop me now? Or why not? I don't like the whooping thing, but why are you going to chastise me now?" You know,
mm-hmm.
I created it, and I would let them go on and 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 on, you know, before I would stand up. And my grandmother always said, don't you do something that you can't, don't start nothing you can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would start off the relationship one way, and they expected to be that way. So I was creating monsters. There were so many things that I saw. But when I saw my girlfriend and her husband, and just watching them you know, go through their life together and how them along with the other friends, and I think that's important too, to have friends that are couples. All of their friends had spouses. So I was always the one that didn't have a man, okay? When they would have the parties, I was the only one that didn't have a man. And everybody else had a man. And I was cool with that. I really, really was. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I told you how my heart fell for this one here that I'm with. But I wasn't thinking about him, about a man. You know, at that time, I still was on the teeter totter. I don't need it. But I'm so grateful for him, as he talked about, you know, just having the understanding of what is important to mm-hmm. the male and the female.
Right.
It's so critical. It takes
it
the yin and the yang.
Very much so.
But that's the positive and the negative or whatever. It may not be a positive or negative, but it's a yin and a yang in some kind of way in that relationship where, yeah, where what you miss, the other one picks up and you guys can merge mm-hmm. it together and then you find
exactly.
out
exactly.
It's a perfect puzzle. It's a perfect
that
puzzle.
That is what our teenage girls should see. They should see that. They should see it's not everything is not going to be rosy, you know.
Right.
It's going to be that. We're going to have disagreements. Yes, we are. But, like now, my daughter's 12. Like, she's been seen growing up. Me and her father was together once upon a time. But I don't think she remembers the good stuff. She don't remember the good stuff because she's seen so much bad. I'm sure she don't remember the good stuff during our relationship. Because as she got older, that's when it was getting rocky. So I'm sure she remembers the bad. So now there's nobody. So she cannot see, you know, how you'll argue, then you'll work it out, then it's all love, everybody's happy again.
Right.
She needs to see that. She's not seeing
she
that.
She can't even
so
appreciate.
As she's grown up, 12, 13, 14, 15, if I don't have somebody during the years, she's not going to see, you know, the ups and downs. You got to work it out. You got to be together. You got to be happy. You got to work it out. Good times going to be here. Bad times going to be here. We're going to argue, yes. We're going to fight, yes. But we're all going to come together and be happy and be a family again. And this is what you got to do. It's more than words. You got to show them that, you know, life is about change and challenge and compromise. It's easy to say it, but they don't know what it means. Like I said, Mia, life is about change, challenge, and compromise. I'm like, okay, and close the door like, yeah, whatever. You
can't. Wait. That ought to be a quote for you. Change, challenge, and compromise. I love it. Did you make that up?
The three C's.
We have to post that on Facebook. Change, challenge, and compromise.
That's it.
I love it.
Well,
I
thank you.
Yes.
And
change,
challenge. The thing is that if I'm just talking it, that's only just talk. I got to show. Because it's easy for me to try to teach my daughter, this is how you do this, and this is how you do that, and this is how you do this. And then she's like, okay, well, why you don't have a man? You know so much. Where's your man? But, you know? She wouldn't say that one day because that's just what I would have said if I was her. And she's just like me.
Wow.
So we got to teach them not just by talking, but by doing. We got to teach them by doing. Yes.
That's right. Look at this. Closing out the show with Momo B on the Keeping It Real segment. Oh, wait a minute. As we discuss relationships, she said, oh, man, everybody, I know who's listening. I'm so glad that you're tuning in to us tonight.
we're gonna do this real nice thing. I'm putting this thing on Facebook. We're live and in person. This is Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo B.
Yeah.
Let's see. She said, what did you say? You said, she said, relationship, look, I'm quoting you now. Now you got a quote out. Relationships.
90 change. Seconds.
Challenge and compromise.
Yes.
Mm.
We must
teach our girls. And like I said, I posted this on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and this is what I said. I said something like this. We teach our daughters how to be strong.
60 seconds.
It's not a bad thing. I love it. We teach them how to be strong, how to be independent, how to do for themselves, you know? We teach them how to be cute, take care of their bodies. We teach them how to make makeup. We teach them how to weave. You know, make sure your weave is you got to keep that up to date.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep your nails done. You got to be cute at all times.
That's right.
Yes, be cute, my dear, be cute. But did you teach your daughter how to be a good mother and how to be good to her man? You know, how to be there for her man when he's feeling blue, when he's feeling down, when he's not feeling all, when he lost his job, when he's unemployed, when he gets an unemployment check for the next 6, 7, 8 weeks.
10 seconds.
We teach our children how to be there for her man. Or do we start calling him a little girl with an empty house?
Uh-huh.
What we do, we got to learn. We